It's a big weekend on the religious calendar with Passover and Easter. In Seattle, only about 30 to 40% of people go to church regularly. That makes us the second most unchurched big city in the U.S., second only to Portland, Oregon. But there's another way of looking at those numbers. Maybe some of those so-called unchurched aren't atheists. Maybe they're looking for a church to attend. That's been called church shopping. Our web editor, Isolde Raftery, has been looking into it.
So I have been fascinated by church shoppers for a long time, mostly because when I met my husband, he was spending every Sunday at a different service. And I had heard, you know, just throughout my 20s and 30s, I've been hearing people say, oh, I went to this Lutheran church and it was great, but I didn't love the service totally, so I'm going to check out the Methodists. And as a Catholic, I find all this completely baffling because Catholics, although I have heard Catholics will shop for churches, the choices just aren't as varied. Like, our missals are completely set and the message is fixed and we know when to kneel and get up and all that kind of stuff. So there's just not the variety that you'll see at Protestant churches.
Well, as someone who was brought up as a Congregationalist, I also find it a little bit odd. You went to either the first Congregational church or the second Congregational church, and that was kind of it, but it's changed.
Yeah, it actually has. So that's a really good point. And a comparative religion professor I spoke with said that church shopping, you know, this term emerged in the 1960s and 70s, and it's an offshoot of retail capitalism, that people will go just check out all these different churches and will actually drive a long distance and you know, just to find a church that meets their checklist.
The metaphor is interesting. Maybe we need a Yelp for churches too, right, to evaluate them.
I think churches are on Yelp.
They are.
Yeah, I think so.
So what kind of church options are there to people in this area if they go on Yelp looking for a church? What will they find?
So you can find yoga churches and mega churches and churches that are in talk circles. So, you know, churches that are premised on like Celtic history. And that's what's kind of so fascinating about the Protestant branch of Christianity, is that you have the songs are so different from church to church. The sermons are completely different. But I should say, too, that, you know, on a serious note, the church shoppers I interviewed were really looking for a place that aligns with their values and to find a place where they would meet people like them. And that's really hard when you're already an outsider in your own community, to find a church that has people like you, right? If you're already among people who are not like you. And three of the women I feature in my story are kind of outsiders. One is a Latina Protestant in Skagit County, which is tough because most Latinos are Catholics, right? And another woman had just moved to Spokane from the Seattle area. So that was also difficult. I mean, you're looking at a different, just different cultures there. And one woman, Karen Shively, who used to work at KUOW, incidentally, years back, is a Black woman in a largely white city up in Edmonds, and she's looking for a Black church. And why don't we hear from her? Here's what she had to say about what's on her checklist.
I'm looking for a minister who has a message and can speak to me. I'm looking for a gospel choir that's important to me. And I'm just looking for fellowship, warm, welcoming, hail fellow, well-met kind of people.
So what do people in churches, the churched, not people shopping for churches, think of these folks who are kind of consumers going around trying to find one?
Right. So, well, the leaders, first of all, are, of course, jazzed because they're hoping to get more parishioners, more money, right? And you'll have the diehard members will spot a newcomer in the parking lot and they'll rush out with mugs of good coffee, you know, not just crap coffee, and umbrellas if it's raining, and escort them in. I mean, this really warm welcome. Wouldn't you love that, Ross? That sounded really nice. I almost want to go to church for good coffee. but the professor I spoke with was actually quite critical. And he said, you know, if you really want to belong to a church, you should just go, and it's about serving Jesus, and it's not about serving yourself, finding this perfect church that's maybe hip or the right music, that it shouldn't just be a show, an experience. It should be about your faith. But obviously, I kind of reject that idea based on what I said earlier about finding a place that actually, you know, because praying is really, it's a vulnerable act. You want to be surrounded by people you feel will actually support you.
You know, I walk around Ballard and there's a lot of churches that are no longer churches because churches are having a hard time sometimes attracting enough members, particularly Protestant churches. Yeah. So how does a church shopper know when to keep looking and when to buy?
Right. And so on that point, actually, there, you know, some of these folks, because you look online, you can't find out much about a church, and they'll show up and these greeters are super eager and they think, oh, gosh, are you coming on a bit too strong? Have you had a new member in years?
So that could be a little off-putting.
It could be a little off-putting.
A little too needy at this church.
A little too needy, right? Actually, though, I've heard that most people recruiting, and especially in the mega churches, are just delightful and they know not to come on too strong. Like they can kind of read a person. But what really surprised me when I did these interviews is I really did kind of approach it from, oh, this is a retail transaction, right? But actually, the people I interviewed said that trying to find a church is really emotionally trying. And almost everyone I interviewed cried in the interview. And they said, you know, they'd visited churches for months before realizing it wasn't for them. And they'd made connections, but they just knew this wouldn't be the place they wanted to spend decades. And that was really hard. And one woman actually said, you know, church shopping is the wrong term. Church dating is the right term, which I thought was very sweet. But, you know, and when you go to these churches, you suddenly realize what's on your checklist. So one woman said the pews were too hard, or they played the electric keyboard, and she wanted to hear the organ. And she actually was so sad when we spoke. She said that church after church, she realized at the end of the service, like, nope, not this one.
Well, how about Karen Shively, who we heard from earlier in this story? Did she find a church?
Maybe. I was hanging out with her in Everett yesterday, and here's what she had to say about that.
I think I'm coming on Sunday, and we'll see.
So where are you going to go this Sunday, Solza?
Well, so I'm a lapsed Catholic. I probably should have said that earlier. So I will be at home drinking tea and reading the Sunday New York Times, but my husband, the church shopper, will be attending services with our son.
Isolde Raftery, who's our web editor. You can read more about that story at our website, kuow.org.